Is this thing on? Hello, everybody. Suosdei net tang ok nia. This is Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. Deepest apologies for not putting out this podcast on a Monday. Here in Detroit, something weird that we do is that we actually celebrate the Independence Day fireworks on the Monday of the week before Independence Day. A lot of reasons behind it. You can also say it's Canada's fault because their Independence Day is July 1st. And we're very close to Windsor, Ontario, Canada. But anyway, you know, I was just out on a boat with some of my friends and absolutely had a lot of fun just catching up with each other and watching the fireworks. Now, of course, the only bad thing is that we were right where the winds were blowing straight at us. So you could imagine during the fireworks that all of the smoke from the fireworks started covering our view. So that wasn't, you know, the best of situations, but we definitely saw a lot of it, and we were definitely in awe of all of the fireworks that were going on last night. Anyway, enough about me. How has this previous week been for all of you? Now, let me also go back to what I did last week. I figured out how to use my ceiling fan at my hut. I had to use a broom to jumpstart it. So I actually lifted up my broom and used the handle and nudged one of the ceiling fan blades and turned it on and actually started working. So I think I have to do that again tonight. I also sat outside next to our community garden and played around with the guitar. And the clip you heard at the beginning was kind of what I came up with. And I definitely hope that you like it. If not, then I'm sorry. Please complain in my emails and then I might read them out loud. Anyhow, let's get to the news. Just a side note that all of the articles that I've looked at and that we will analyze together, those articles were written on Saturday, so they're a few days old, and definitely current events are always nonstop. So specifically, the events surrounding these articles are a few days old, however, I think it's still important to analyze them for their agenda. So this week, we are focusing on President Trump and Iran. CBS News and Talking Points Memo, or TPM, will be our news articles today. In a whirlwind last few days and last week, the Trump administration wants to impose sanctions on Iran. The president himself stopped an impending airstrike on that country, and people are on edge as to what will happen next between Iran and our nation, and I won't get into the details of what happened recently, but let's hurry on to CBS News. Our first article is written by Grace Seegers, titled, Trump Says U.S. Will Be Imposing New Sanctions on Iran. Quote, in the span of 60 seconds, President Trump on Saturday sent two tweets announcing dramatic policy decisions. The U.S. would impose major additional sanctions on Iran, and the mass deportation of undocumented immigrants planned for Saturday would be delayed 2 weeks. Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. Under the terrible Obama plan, they would have been on their way to nuclear in a short amount of years, and existing verification is not acceptable. We are putting major additional sanctions on Iran on Monday, the president tweeted. Maybe if I should try to, you know, impersonate President Trump, but I won't. I look forward to the day that sanctions come off Iran and they become a productive and prosperous nation again, he added. The sooner, the better. Earlier Saturday, Mr. Trump spoke to reporters before visiting Camp David, saying some sanctions would be implemented slowly and others more rapidly. He also said military action against Iran is always on the table until we get this solved. Mr. Trump decided to call off a retaliatory strike After Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone earlier this week, or last week, saying he believed the casualty count would be disproportionate to Iran's attack. The president initially said he believed the strike was not intentional before walking back those comments on Saturday. It was probably intentional, he said. Regardless, they targeted something without a person in it, without a man or woman, and certainly without anybody from the United States in it. Mrs. Trump said Iran had a plane carrying 38 people in its sights, but officials made the very wise decision not to shoot it down. He said he wasn't unduly influenced by his national security advisor, John Bolton, who was a major proponent of the war in Iraq. I listened to everybody, Mr. Trump said, adding he would consider making a new deal with Iran. Last year, the U.S. pulled out of a deal negotiated by former President Barack Obama, which led to rising tensions between the two countries. If Iran wants to become a wealthy nation again and become a prosperous nation, we'll call it Let's Make Iran Great Again, he said. They're never gonna do it if they think in 5 or 6 years they're gonna have a nuclear weapon. In a second major announcement, the president tweeted that his immigration crackdown would be delayed. Under the crackdown, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, would target more than 2,000 people, including families who have been given final deportation orders. At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, parentheses deportation, for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border, he tweeted. If not, deportations start. End quote. Whew. Time to analyze this article. Wowie wowie. This article is definitely all about President Trump. The situation surrounding Iran's actions of shooting down a drone was given from Trump's point of view. He recalled an attempted strike and gave us his reasoning. Honestly, I can't help but laugh at Trump's idea of making Iran great again. So you could see that Trump's agenda is pretty straightforward. But we're talking about CBS, or we're analyzing CBS's agenda. CBS also ends the article talking about Trump's second overall tweet about his delay in deporting non-citizens. So, how can we understand the agenda or the reason behind this CBS article? It doesn't sound like the events doesn't it really sound like the events are being told by Trump in his point of view in some way? It's as if CBS is allowing Trump to create or expand on his narrative of the Iran and immigration headlines. And to me, that's how I feel about this specific article, where it's not really Grace, the writer, giving her own thoughts and not overtly saying this is CBS's thoughts and opinions, but rather, here's everything that President Trump said. And of course, the major focus would be Iran. So who knows? Next, we're moving on to TPM. Written by Christina Cabrera, the article is titled Fox's Chris Wallace, Shep Smith, Cast Doubt on Trump's Iran Strike Claims. Ooh, already sounding pretty juicy here. Quote, Fox News reporters Chris Wallace and Shep Smith on Friday cast doubt on President Donald Trump's claims about calling off a strike on Iran. On Friday morning, Trump tweeted that we are cocked and loaded to retaliate against Iran for shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone. According to the president, he then called off the strike 10 minutes beforehand when he learned that 150 people would die. Here are some of Trump's tweets that they directly quote. On Monday, they shot down an unmanned drone flying in international waters. We were cocked and loaded to retaliate last night on 3 different sites when I asked how many will die. 100 people, sir, was the answer from a general. 10 minutes before the strike, I stopped it. Not dot 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 proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. I am in no hurry. Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world. Sanctions are biting, and more added last night. Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA and not against the world. Something's wrong here, Smith said while interviewing Wallace. I talked to a former top national security officer in an earlier Republican administration who says this just doesn't add up, Wallace responded. Wallace explained that Pentagon officials would have fully laid out the predicted casualties in their initial briefing with Trump on a potential strike with Iran. So the idea that the president, 10 minutes before the actual go, and again, the New York Times is reporting that ships were in place, the warplanes were in the air, 10 minutes before you're learning for the first time that there was going to be 150 casualty seems pretty unlikely, and certainly not the way it's been done in the past, Wallace said. And, end quote. Also, there's a video of the actual conversation between Wallace and Smith. I'll definitely skip that, mostly because of potential copyright issues. But you could definitely look it up for yourselves. So, already I feel as though the TPM article is oozing with skepticism of the president. Probably pretty obvious that TPM somewhat leans to the left. And yes, it is indeed Fox News commentators being skeptical of the Iran situation, and specifically the president surrounding the Iran situation. However, I think it is key to note the obvious. TPM is quoting exclusively from an own right-wing media, because it serves TPM's left-leaning agenda. I would like to kind of think of it a little bit positively in that it's an odd situation for them to work together, and working together in quotes. But you know, it seems like confirmation bias in a way. So what are your thoughts on these two articles? Send an email to bnbapodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is bnbapodcast@gmail.com. I think I got that right. Awesome. And I have a feeling that this week's Court of Opinion will be short. But now, please join me in my next segment, Court of Opinion. So I watched the most recent episode of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and John Oliver definitely had a small segment on President Trump and the Iran situation. Pretty funny the way that he described it. Something about mashing a bunch of disgusting ingredients together, throwing in a microwave, and out pops a cake. You know, just imagine putting a lot of snot and blood and human fecal matter, and out pops something that looks very beautiful. And I think that's a very good and apt description of kind of personally how I feel about what transpired with President Trump's decision to not strike Iran. I am of the opinion, dun dun dun, that Trump is definitely pretty vulgar half the time. And, you know, that gives off a type of energy that can be off-putting to a lot of people. And with all of his rhetoric and some of the previous decisions he's made, this is actually pretty surprising for him to call back a strike. So, at the very least, I commend him for actually not going through with the retaliatory strike on Iran. Of course, if we look at the bigger picture of how his international politics has been effective or not effective, whether if it's a scare tactic on Iran or not, I can't really say. I just am thinking to my head the number of people that would have perished. 150 would have been 150 too many. So, yes, I am against war. Hopefully, everyone's fine with that. Oh, seems like our special guest, Creamsicle, has his own opinions. Hi, Creamsicle. What do you think about President Trump in Iran? Huh? Huh? Sorry about that. I had to feed Creamsicle because I think he was very opinionated with an empty stomach. There's also a sense of inherent fear that President Trump has shown some sort of instability in his speeches and his actions, and that unpredictability is kind of frightening because he does seem to be a reactionary type of person. And, they're definitely leaders, not in contemporary times, but also in the past, not just with the United States, but throughout all of history, that there are quite a few leaders in power who are very reactionary. Definitely in this time of not only domestic struggle, protests, and the like, but international protests, struggles, and strife. It's a very difficult time now, and I have no answers for solving all of the world's problems or the United States' problems. I just know that the best way I can do to help is to look at this concept of subsidiarity, where if a problem can be rationalized and solved or remediated by yourself or with your neighbors on the lower local level, then that would be the best course of action to go through that revenue or that avenue, sorry. If, say, your local community or the local government is unable to solve this problem, then that's where you would move onwards to the state level. And then, you go on to the federal level. And this is not just pertaining to government, it also pertains to huge, nonprofit organizations that are kind of like nationally known. Those also do count. So, at least for me, the problems that I know that I can help be a part of the solution here in the wonderful city of Detroit with Creamsicle and Sandy by my side, that we can, at the very least, help out our neighbors, help out our sisters and brothers that are suffering in some way. That we don't ever need to set up ships and planes at a particular area or a particular region and be ready for a retaliatory strike. And that is my court of opinion. Deepest apologies, Brothatan the Science Man will not be able to join us this week. Mainly because he has been packing and getting ready for vacation. He's not only packing for himself, but he's also packing for me, Brotha the Hutt. That means I will be off air next week. Hopefully, every one of you listeners has a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July day, and weak. Whether or not you want to celebrate the independence of this country, I know I do, because my parents immigrated here because they knew that they would have a better life for themselves and for their families. There is a lot of strife and still a lot of problems to work out in this beautiful country. And all it takes is for people to listen to one another and for each person to work on understanding one another. So that is always my hope, that every year that goes by for America's birthday, that there's at least someone here in this country that finally understands the pain and suffering of their neighbors. Anyway, if you have any thoughts, questions, or concerns for Barotha the Hutt, for Barotha Dan the Science Man, for Sandy the Girl Cat, or for Creamsicle, please, again, email bnbapodcast@gmail.com. bnbapodcast@gmail.com. As always, see hope through all things.